If you've not watched The Curious Case of Natalia Grace or the follow-up to that first documentary, Season 2, Natalia Speaks, I'm going to warn you, there's some spoiler alerts in what we're about to talk about here, because it is one of the most bizarre cases that I think any of us have ever seen. It's right up there with Gypsy Rose in terms of just weirdness. And not being able to fully understand what is going on. And I don't know that anyone really ever will fully understand what's going on, because there's so much toxicity in the people involved in this story that it's, you just don't know. You just don't know.
I gotta tell you, I've combined these two stories in my head, because at first I didn't know, I didn't realize that they were separate. And like, what's going on? Somebody killed somebody, and then somebody's possibly suffering from dwarfism. And oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's its own thing. It's just interesting that these two kind of stories are parallel coming out at the same time, or at least getting attention simultaneously. Natalia Grace, the Ukrainian orphan who found herself embroiled in a contentious adoption battle that captivated the public's attention, has now broken her silence following her latest adoptive family's decision. And again, here we go. Spoiler alert, if you're really into the documentary right now, telling you, I'm going to tell you something you probably weren't seeing coming. The adoptive family in that documentary, the father, I think his name's Tony or Antoine or Antonio, something like that. He was the bishop preacher guy. Him and his wife have disowned Natalia. A few weeks into this, they called it quits with her. And we'll say what was said in just a few moments about that. Natalia, who is now estimated to be 22 years old, recently was featured in that documentary, The Confessions of Natalia Grace. Natalia Speaks. In this twist, her adoptive parents, Antoine and Cynthia Manns, who had previously defended her throughout the documentary, decided to sever all ties with Natalia 6 months after its release. The revelation has prompted Natalia to use her voice to launch a GoFundMe campaign to raise funds for a, quote, fresh start in life and to address critical medical needs associated with her rare form of dwarfism. Taking to her Instagram account, which boasts more than 10,000 followers, Natalia shared a smiling selfie along with a caption expressing her gratitude for the support she has received, saying, "I am okay and doing well, and thank you for all your support and prayers. I wish I could tell you more about the show, but I signed an agreement with the show to keep things confidential for now. I'll let you guys know when I can for sure, but just know I am okay. Love y'all." She concluded her message with the hashtag safe and living my best life. Thoughts thus far on this?
I'm so confused by how people get in line to have a documentary done about them. There are so many unusual situations out there. I know of a couple where there's something medically going on. Money's an issue. They're an extraordinary family, that kind of thing. I don't see some network banging on their door. How do you get in their sights for this? That's what I want to know.
Well, there was media attention about the case prior to the documentary because it was so bizarre. And then, you know, somebody hears about just how absurd it is. And that bar keeps getting set higher and higher, it seems, almost by the year. And this one just certainly fit it. And people saw a payday. I don't know who was thinking. I mean, obviously the production company, but I don't know if the Barnett family had something in there. Natalia, I'm sure Natalia is making some money on this one. But it's just such a bizarre story. And I don't know how the way that it must affect people and an already chaotic situation in life to then have a camera crew following you around and documenting it, and producers that are guaranteed sitting there going, what maybe we should push it this way, and trying to influence the actual life of these people. Yeah. I start to wonder how much involvement is there from the producers that this didn't work out again. I wonder the same thing specifically about Gypsy Rose Blanchard, where how much were those producers pushing for her to get married when the family was all not about it?
Sure.
Even she was not super about it for a while, other than her husband was really pushy about it. And then it happened. I feel like there's some very dark things going on with some of these productions that are having very real effects on real human beings. I think they forget that sometimes, and the public forgets that these are real people. They have lives. And, this is not.
And that's where my concern is coming in, because a lot of her issues are medical. So there's HIPAA laws. These are not the doctors and nurses who came forward with this information. Somehow she ended up in the legal system because they were questioning her age. Things got leaked. I just, something about this just stinks. I don't know.
Well, I think a lot of releases get signed saying, you know, well, we can talk about this, we can talk about that. And I mean, we can't talk about things, then they can't release things that are medical unless, you know, it is released legally. You can speculate and all that, but it seems like a lot of these things, there was a check involved somewhere, and somebody's making some money on all of this.
And it's so weird that we're interested in it, that these people are making money off of something that is could be catastrophic in their family, you know?
It's escapism.
Yeah.
That's what we do. The response comes in the wake of the man's family's shocking phone call to the documentary producers. Antoine expressed concern about Natalia, suggests this is like at the very end, they play a phone call. It's Antoine on the line and his wife, and they're speaking about their reaction to what's going on. It says something ain't right with Natalia. He further stated, this girl is tweaking. I feel like she's the enemy in the house. And she said to us that we have held her hostage, made us look like we're the enemy. Cynthia accused Natalia of betraying their family by spreading false accusations. In her own words, Natalia does not have emotions for nothing but herself. We're done. We're done with her.
Wow.
The documentary did not delve into specific details regarding the family's decision. It teased that the show would return to explore the latest developments further. See, there you go. You get your new season. In response to the family split, Natalia initiated her GoFundMe campaign with the aim of raising $20,000, she detailed her intentions, explaining she recently moved out and is saving money to secure her own residence. Natalia also expressed her passion for starting a photography business, emphasizing her love for capturing memories for herself and others. Her aspirations is to embark on a fresh start in life as an adult, putting past challenges behind her. Natalia further revealed that she has a rare form of dwarfism called dystrophic dysplasia, which requires extensive medical procedures, including some major spine surgery and leg surgeries. The cost associated with these treatments is estimated to exceed $500,000, according to Natalia, and they are not covered by her medical insurance. Her immediate concern is to correct her spine to prevent the risk of paralysis or incontinence. The GoFundMe campaign garnered some support right now. We're around like 13,000 as of this recording. I don't know where it will be by the time this drops, but there's support out there. And Natalia Grace's journey has been marked by a series of dramatic events and legal disputes. Previously adopted by Michael and Christine Barnett, Natalia accused of being a sociopath, masquerading as a child. Her age became the subject of the controversy, leading to her birth year being legally changed despite her adoption as a child in 2010. Subsequently, the Barnetts left Natalia alone in an apartment in 2013 and moved to Canada. In 2019, the Barnetts faced some neglect charges. Even though Natalia's age had been legally altered, Michael was acquitted in October of 22. Christine had her charges dropped in March of 23, following an eventful face-to-face conversation with Natalia in the Confessions of Natalia Grace documentary. Wow. I don't know. I'm watching the first part of the documentary again because I hadn't seen it for a while. And there is so many people involved in this that have nothing but horrible things to say about Natalia Grace. People who have no dog in the fight, people who weren't living with her. We're talking about neighbors, just people who interacted with her and the bizarre, strange, downright almost evil behavior that she was exhibiting to them and their families. That goes far beyond just the accusations that were made by the Barnetts. I do start to wonder more about the Barnetts of how true are some of their stories? I know it kind of leads you to think that they're the enemy in this. They certainly have some mental health issues, it appears. But Christine doesn't talk. She hasn't appeared in any of this, and I don't blame her. I don't think you want to get involved in this. It seems like it was probably a hellish nightmare that she and her family went through with a very unstable husband as well that was trying to navigate this, but I don't think did a very good job. A lot of lies, a lot of placating, it seems, from him. But I just, at the end of the day, there's something very, very wrong with Natalia Grace. Something dark, something evil. This is not just some, oh, I'm a good person. She knows how to sell it, without a doubt. But she has a track record. She has a pattern of behavior that's been confirmed by many, 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 many people. She's not, this is not some sort of weird coincidence that everyone who gets involved in this girl's life ends up running for the hills. God knows what the hell is going on here behind the scenes that is making everyone do this. We've heard many accusations, but there's something dark about this kid or adult or whatever she is.
I don't know what to say about it. I mean, she's now an adult, so I don't understand if people are concerned with her behavior. They don't need to deal with her anymore.
No.
Do they?
No, I mean, the adoption thing, I can't imagine anyone's going to adopt her anymore, nor why would you be seeking it out? She's an adult. So beyond that, no, she's an adult. It's up to her now, I think, to pave her road. I do question her age still. You look at some of those pictures and some of the side-by-sides, especially in the first season with other people who have the exact same dwarfism that she has, and portrayed by the family is saying, well, they're the same age. And then they start to realize, wait a second, this does not add up at all. I think the age is wrong. Maybe it's not a 15-year difference that they were thinking, but I think she's older than she says she is. I don't know that she knows the answer to half of these things, quite honestly. And I think her life has been filled with so much trauma that she knows no different than the way that she's acting. Unfortunately, it's a very, very broken human being.
Man. How many other cases are like that out there that we just haven't heard about? You know, maybe not specifically like this where you couldn't tell the age, but how many kids are just bouncing from adoptive home and the adoptive parents are like, nope, these kids are crazy, I'm done.
Like legitimately crazy, or just like they're giving up on the kids because it's too much of a headache?
That's a really good question.
I mean, probably millions of kids in our system that bounce from home to home, and not necessarily because there's anything wrong with them, but just because we don't have a great system for handling this sort of thing. And unfortunately, when they get into that system, the cycles that they end up in and the odds of some sort of abuse go way up, and oftentimes kids leave that system if they do get to a forever home, having suffered far more even in the system that was supposed to protect them. So what it is, I don't know. It's an enigma. I think that's even how he described it. The Barnett, when asked, how would you describe Natalie Grace? An enigma. She is. I don't know that we're ever going to truly know what she is, though, or why she does what she does, because, again, I don't know that she has the answers.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.